Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Sell or Die podcast, the global premier personal development and sales podcast on the planet. It's the fucking 2 million download podcast that everybody's talking about because they get information they can actually use. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote The Little Rep Book of Selling and my latest book, Get Shit Done. And I'd like to introduce you to my fabulous wife.
Hello, hello. I'm Jen Gittimer, author of Sales in a New York Minute. And on the show, we interview leaders in business, leaders in sales, leaders in personal development, people who are going to give you the strategies it takes to make more sales, have fun, and make more money.
Listen up, everybody. Grab a pencil, grab a pen, grab your phone, grab anything that's near you, take notes, and put it into action.
All right, let's get into it. It's time to sell or die. Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
I'm going to start with a little statement. I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. And we're going to talk about beliefs because it obviously is not, because there'd be a tell of a lot of flowers around. But there's a song about it, and therefore it must be true. Oh. But a lot of things that you believe.
Can you sing that?
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. Okay. I forget who.
You guys don't know that Jeffrey is like the ultimate singer and amazing at karaoke.
Yeah. Well, another thing. I also know every song from the 50s and 60s and who sang it because I own the record. Okay. The challenge that you have as a salesperson is you have things that are in your head that may not be actual fact based on your thinking or maybe even your experience that you could change in a heartbeat and increase your results.
Now, this is really cool. We just got our live stream up here on our big screen, which Ooh. You can't see, but we Ooh. Can see. So if you're here with us right now, make sure you say, hey. If you're watching the replay, give us a little hashtag replay. We'll respond to all your comments. And we want to know where you're watching from. So give us your city, give us your state, give us your country. I know you're joining from all over the world. We've got Alex Veng here from all the way upstairs.
We have Anthony all the way from Philadelphia.
Hey, Anthony, and Ben from Richmond, Virginia. What's up? This is awesome. So let us know. We want to see you.
And we want to talk to you about what your beliefs are and how they may be erroneous.
Ooh, like your beliefs may be holding you back?
Right. Ooh. And like some people, I'm going to give you an example. Some people say there is no Santa Claus. That's a belief.
Some people say there is a Santa Claus. That, oh, yeah, too is a belief.
No, I'm Santa Claus. I every year, I make a list of shit that I have to get for people. I go to the department store, and I buy myself something big and expensive because I'm Santa Claus. And then whatever's left over in the budget, that's what I buy for other people.
But I just want to say, like, let's think about how deeply you can hold on to a belief. So Gabrielle is 10.
And she's holding on.
And she's a believer.
Oh, man.
And so
Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny, you
there,
name it.
There is really nothing I could personally tell her, nor would I, don't worry.
No, but there's a domino factor that when you go, there's no Santa Claus, somebody's going to go, wait, what about the Tooth Fairy? Wait. What about the Easter Bunny?
And a, like, Jewish boom, Santa
boom,
Claus.
Boom, right.
He is once the Santa, Jewish Santa. Yeah.
Once Santa goes, but
hold
they
on,
all
let's
go.
Roll this back for a second. So when she sticks to that belief, because she so strongly believes in Santa, like most kids do.
Yeah.
She finds evidence that he exists.
Oh, yeah.
She finds evidence. So, like, if something is in a different spot from the night before.
Like the elf?
Well, no, like a chair. I could have moved that chair. but Santa moved it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Because it was in the way of the tree. You know, like she looks for evidence. And I'm giving you this like very simple example because really that's what we all do in life with all of our beliefs. We look for evidence to prove them to be true so that we can believe them even more, even when they're wrong, even now, when they're infactual.
Before I start giving this answer and Jen gives her answer, you need to share this.
Yes.
You need to send
your friends.
Invite both of them. And put yourself in a position where they can win and you can win because we're live. We're alive. It is Motivation Friday that we're going to be doing on Monday. But in the meantime, you're like in the secret club.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you're going to be getting the answer first so you can actually use it Monday morning and other people have to wait till noon on Monday to get their answer. Got it? All right, so let's talk about...
If the prospect doesn't call you back.
Yeah, let's talk about the phone. You call somebody up on the phone and you get their voicemail and you're, first of all, you're thinking, oh, shit, I got their voicemail. And then salespeople ask themselves this question, should I or shouldn't I leave a message?
Yes.
The answer is yes, you always leave a message. Otherwise, you have nothing of value to say. Hi, I'm calling about the money. When can I come get it? If you've sent a proposal. But whatever the circumstance is, you always leave a message. And then the person either calls you back or doesn't call you back.
Okay, so far it's just been action. But now what happens is, based on whether or not they call you back, you develop a belief.
Yeah. Hey, did so-and-so call you back? Nah, that bastard didn't call me back. Correct?
Yeah.
And, well, why did that happen? First of all, though, you don't think about why it didn't happen. What you think about is the guy didn't call me back, or the person didn't call me back, or the woman didn't call me back. Therefore, I have a belief that's stemming from that.
Therefore, they are not interested.
Right.
Okay? This happens all the time. I hear salespeople say this. So-and-so didn't call me back, so they're not interested. Well, really?
No, you don't know, Jen. I had this great meeting with the guy. He was like totally interested. He said, call me tomorrow. So I called him tomorrow, and I got his voicemail. And he hasn't called me back yet. It's been 3 hours and he hasn't called me back.
And so here's the crazy part about this. Then people take it to the next level. Not you, probably.
Of course, yeah, no.
But not you specifically. Yeah. But most salespeople will be like, well, he's not interested, so I should stop following up.
Or I make a mental note to call him again on Monday. And then I go, the guy didn't call me back. So call reluctance sets in.
Mm-hmm.
And your belief stems from one person not calling you back and you losing your internal fortitude, your guts, your chutzpah, your balls, whatever it is. And
chutzpah. You got to get the chutzpah. Yeah, chutzpah. I love it. Chutzpah.
But don't think of it in terms of the guy didn't call me back. There's other ways that you can think of that have a more positive tone, and that's how you can win this.
And for all you ladies out there, we're just using guy. It could be a girl. Don't get offended, okay? Like, I'm a girl. I'm not offended, so please don't be offended.
Oh, my God.
Gotta say it nowadays.
Yeah,
Peter, what's up? You're a believer, too.
Yeah.
Amy, hey. Make sure you're telling us hello so we know you're here, and tell us where you're watching from.
Yeah. And be specific and call us back, would you please, if we call you?
I noticed that Anthony shared this. Thanks so much. Make sure you're inviting all your friends to watch this live stream right now because we're going to dig in deeper to what this means and how you can create a new meaning for yourself and what exactly you can do about it.
Ron joined.
Oh, hey, Ron.
How's it going? Up in Boston where no one gives a shit about anything
or
anyone.
There?
Huh?
Philly here, Amy,
oh, cool.
What's up?
Where are you going, Amy?
I've noticed a lot of our followers are from like a very specific geographic region in the U.S.
Yeah, Northeast. And occasionally a woman shows up.
We like it.
Yep, Amy, way to go. Are you an Eagles fan, Amy?
Hi, kids.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, so prospect doesn't call you back. Let's just recap here. And you automatically make this assumption that that means they may not be interested. And then one of two things happens because of that belief. Either call reluctance sets in, so you make this intention to call them next week, and then...
No, I made 7 calls today. I'll call this guy tomorrow. And then tomorrow never comes.
Or you just say to yourself, F it. You know what? He's not interested. I'm not even going to call him back.
F it? Jen, that's disgusting. Okay, so now, here's the deal. You have an opportunity to think for yourself, this guy didn't call me back. What's the why here? Maybe the guy had 1,000 other things to do and not think of you as top person on his priority list.
Well, let me ask you a question, Jeffrey. Have you ever not called someone back who was trying to sell you something but been totally interested in buying it?
Yes.
Ooh.
I'm not going to go into specifics, but I will tell you it's a 5-figure sale. Didn't call the guy back. And I actually did it on purpose to see how interested he was.
To be a jerk?
No, to see how interested he was in selling what he had and how deeply he believed in his own product. Mm. Like if you believe strongly enough in the product, you call people back until the end of time.
Well, it's yes, yes. And
yes,
if,
yes.
And
yes, and.
If you make this new belief, though, that they're not interested, that may impact your actions no matter what.
Nah.
Yeah.
I think, well, you have to look at it. Start with your own belief. I think the customer is going to be better off having purchased from me, period.
Mm-hmm.
You got that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have that now. And if the guy doesn't call me back, shit, he didn't call me back. Big deal. What's his number again?
Okay, so that is a great way to get over it. But let's make new meanings for what it could mean.
It could mean they think you're a jackass. It could mean that they were just busy doing other stuff. Maybe one of their customers came into town. Maybe one of their customers came into town to talk to them about something that they were going to buy from you. Like, dude, where's your positivity in this?
It could also mean
that maybe they're like blowing their nose.
It could also mean that they were out sick with the flu. It could also mean
they caught that virus from China.
No.
Not the Chinese virus. Oh my God.
Okay, I was supposed to fly through Hong Kong in April, and I had a free upgrade, like not free, but like a $350, 25,000-mile upgrade
virus.
To business class. And I'm like, wow, this flight's so cheap, like for $1,000. I'm flying all the way there. This is so awesome in biz class. And then I hear about the virus, and I'm like, oh, I could get the virus and die. I'm not going there. So now I'm flying through the other part of the world to get to Bali.
So,
but that was my own belief.
If you're looking at the chat, Amy has already dropped the F-bomb.
So yeah, she was saying F, it's okay. Attract or persuade.
No.
Northern California. Hey, Patrick.
But here's the deal. Amy's Philly, and immediately the third thing she posts has fuck in it. That's proof that she's from Philadelphia. Okay.
But
here's the deal now. Think about yourself and think about what you believe to be true, because that is what's going to affect how you take their non-call back.
And here's the thing, like I used to sell educational software, and I met with this lady, the principal of a school. The meeting went so well, I was like convinced she was going to buy, like, you know, she knew she needed it for her students, this software that could teach them how to read better and get them back on grade level. And so I sent her, you know, the agreement and everything to sign, and I didn't hear back. And I called her, and I didn't hear back. And, I mean, I was kind of new to sales at that point. I'm like, well, something must have changed in her mind. Like, you know, like, I started creating those. I mean, this was like a decade ago.
Of course.
But I started creating those assumptions. I know, it's like back
way
in
back
the
in
day.
The old days, right.
But, you know, I started creating these assumptions in my mind of, like, what that could mean because she didn't respond to me when I had proof of that meeting that went oh so well. And then a month later, I got a call from her. It's a true story. And she said, Jen, I'm so sorry. where do I sign? Can you send me the paperwork? Dot, dot, dot. I was out for an unexpected death in my family and it hit me really hard. And I was just totally out of the office, not responding to anything.
Or anyone.
But think about our monkey brains. Think about the assumptions that I started to create.
Hold on. We've just created a monster. Because someone's not going to call back for 2 days and a sales guy's going to send an email saying, hey, did someone die?
No, don't do that.
Exactly.
But like, I didn't think that at all. I thought, oh, she must not be interested anymore.
Right.
But that's crazy.
Yeah. So the challenge for you is to look at it on the surface of the person that's not called you back. There's got to be a reason. Don't think of it as a negative reason toward you.
Yes.
They're busy doing their shit. Your shit's not at the top of their list. They don't really care about you and your shit, but they may need it, and you have to deal with it until they buy it. That's what your job is.
Yeah, and then what Jeffrey was saying before holds so true, because if you believe in your heart of hearts, like if you believe fully inside of you that this thing that you're selling is going to help them, change them, make them more money, do something to better them.
Yep.
Then you're not going to let someone not calling you back stop you from getting in the way of helping them.
And
from Mumbai, India. Cool. Hello.
Whoa. Now, this is bottom line for you as a salesperson. Why are you projecting negativity into your own mind? Why are you just assuming that the person is not interested? And why don't you say, okay, what can I do to be more interesting so that when I refer to this person, when I call this person back, I know I'm going to get. Now, I've created some humor along the way. There's a response in the sales Bible. A guy doesn't call you back, and you call him back, and you go, hey, this is Jeffrey, 704-333-1112. I was speaking with a couple of your competitors today. They were talking about you, and they said, and you hang up. It's not professional, but it's funny, and people will call you back. You can get your kid to leave a message.
I feel like that's phone bait.
It is phone bait.
Like clickbait online, it's now like a thing, phone bait.
Big deal. But the challenge for you is if you believe in your heart that you can help them, then you do anything to get them to call you back.
Yeah.
That's the deal. If you're just trying to sell people shit, don't do that. If you don't believe in your product enough, if you don't believe in your service enough, don't even think about manipulating somebody into a callback. But if you're a deep believer and you're feeding your own head with negativity, that's your fault.
Yeah. Hey, TJ from Wisconsin.
No, there's a guy from Northern California.
Where? I missed it.
Go back up in the show notes.
In the chat?
No.
Patrick, what's up?
Northern California. Is that like San Francisco that you're embarrassed to tell us you're from San Francisco? Or is it like Redwood City kind of thing, Northern California?
And Holly, hey, Anon. Okay, you guys, I want you to put a one in there if you've ever made this assumption. Let us know if we're like onto something here. I know I've made it. Have you ever made this assumption? Put a one in there. Let us know. And
the guy didn't call me back, therefore he wasn't interested.
Right. And then here's the crazy thing. So our beliefs determine our actions. And so if someone believes that the guy's not interested, or gal, then you know what's going to happen, right? You're going to not follow up. You may have call reluctance. Thank you, Anthony. You may have call reluctance. You may just not follow up at all. But isn't that like a self... Well, I called it earlier when we were talking about this, a self-fulfilling prophecy. And you're like, yeah, it's a self-defeating prophecy.
Exactly.
Like, literally, like...
You're giving yourself shit. And you're the king of doing... You're like, you're supposed to be the positive outcome. And all you're saying is, the guy wasn't really interested. Dude, this guy hasn't had a chance to purchase yet. Like, I'm calling you back again because you didn't call me. I'm scared to death that you're going to miss this opportunity. Come on, call me right now. I'm standing by. You call, and you don't even have to do anything. Call me back at a certain time, and all you have to do is say yes, and then hang up, and I'll
Okay, so this is so funny. And then he said, bless you, because I sneezed. But last time when I sneezed, it was like a couple weeks ago, which is kind of crazy. I always sneeze in the studio. Do you remember someone said, bless you? And I'm like, wow, they're blessing me. And I forgot it was because I had sneezed. Anyway.
God. But here's the deal on this. This is one of the most common occurrences in sales. You call someone, they don't call you back. You leave a message, they don't call you back. Now, if you're calling someone who's got mild sophistication and you don't leave a message, that's because you're an idiot. They can see who called. Oh, that jackass from over there.
He called again.
Like, seriously, schmucko? Leave a message.
Oh, man.
They can see it's you.
TJ bought all your books. That's pretty awesome. Wait, thank scroll you. Up, Adam. Scroll up for one sec. Yeah. Met Jeff at Window World Conference 10 years ago. Great speaker. Yeah, thank you are, honey.
Thank you very kindly.
You know, I get people who call in because I take the speaker leads and I help them. And I get people who call in. I don't always tell Jeffrey this. I don't want to blow up his ego. But they'll be like, yeah, so I heard Jeffrey speak like 18 years ago. Right. And since then, I haven't heard a speaker who's as good. And now that I get to hire a speaker, I want it to be Jeffrey. And I'm like, wait, you heard him speak almost two decades ago and you haven't heard anyone as good since? How many talks have you been to? Oh, you know, at least one a year, sometimes two a year. I'm like, well, damn.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm very, really very flattered awesome. With that. Thank you very kindly. But aww. For those of you who don't know, I am an amazing speaker. Okay, so, but here's the deal. You're sitting in your office. You've made five phone calls. You've left five messages, and no one has called you back. It's not just a matter of one now. Now it's a matter of five people have not called you back.
That can really mess with your mind.
Huh. What do you do? And I'm going to tell you what you do. If you live close by, jump in your car or send somebody a calendar invite to meet them for coffee someplace on Zoom and send them a $10 Starbucks card, not a $5 Starbucks card, you cheap bastards. And so you put yourself in the position of what can I do to capture attention and win? The guy didn't call me back once. How many times are you going to call until you quit?
Ron, if someone doesn't call you back for a t-shirt,
yeah,
or
what do you do?
What do you just like, meh, they're not interested? What, talk to us. What do you do?
Tell us what people from Boston do. People who already know everything. My favorites.
TJ says, come to our EcoView Window Summit this July.
All you got to do is send a check. Then my ass will be there.
Rigo sells insurance. Cool. Right. Tell us what you sell. Like we do, we even though I didn't type that question,
yeah,
we do want to know.
So I'm going to tell you the one burning answer that will help you in your career and in your life with respect to people who don't respond back to you.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's a pause. If you believe in your heart that the person you're calling can be genuinely helped or valued or profit by whatever you're selling, then you follow up, but you tell the guy. Leave a message, Mr. Jones, I'm not getting my message across because you're not calling me back, but I believe in my heart that we're the best answer for you, the best resource for you, the best vendor for you, so I'm going to follow up with you until you call me on the phone and say, never call me again, you jackass. And then I'm going to follow up for three more weeks, and then that's it. But if you believe it in your heart, you can leave that kind of a message. If you don't, you never will.
Especially if you believe it in your heart and you're from Philly, yeah, then you can leave that
exactly.
kind of message.
Or Boston.
Yeah, but you can just leave out the jackass part if you need to.
Right. Ron, who's obviously typing with
them figure out you're the best value and fit.
Right.
Yeah,
of course.
For sure. That's cool.
When the person doesn't call you back, there's a reason, and you have to take responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say to yourself, what did I do that caused them not to call me back, and not blame the guy? What happened? Well, the guy never called me back. Fuck that. That's bullshit. The guy is not to blame. you have to take the responsibility for them not calling you back because the message you left sucked. The presentation you left didn't meet their expectation. They're going to do business with somebody else. They're just not going to tell you. They think your price is too high and they're not going to tell you. And you haven't conveyed enough value for them to call you back. Plain and simple.
Well, damn straight.
Yeah.
All right, people. Until next time, I'm Jen Gittimer.
Oh, I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. And we're challenging you. Get your phone call returned by offering value and making certain that the person feels that value is being transferred to them. And you do it even if your ass falls off.